Well, earlier we asked some of you for suggestions and little tips that you might use as to how you can appear smarter. They're still coming in. Here's a couple more. Always carry a clipboard and wave confidently from Chris in Wexford. And the fundamental cause of the trouble is that in the modern world, the stupid are cocksure while the intelligent are full of doubt, says Chloe in Dublin. Thank you very much for those. Well, we did ask for those suggestions because on the back of a new piece of research from the University of Limerick, it shed light on a very unusual way to do just that and to appear smarter. Dr. Eric Orr Igo and one of his colleagues found that just adding your middle initial to your name instantly makes people perceive you as more intelligent. So what's in an initial or even in a name? We're joined by communications lecturer Michael S. Common and Isolt M. Freeney, who is a lecturer in organisational psychology at DCU Business School. You're both very welcome. These guys doing the original study wrote up an essay, sent it to colleagues with the name David Clark on it, and when they sent it around with the name David F. Clark, it got a more favourable review. Isolt, what is going on there?
It comes down to a very simple cognitive shortcut that people make. So we have to make a lot of decisions and judgments about things that we're faced with in everyday life, and we look for I suppose, things that indicate things like status and intelligence. And basically what's happening here psychologically, it's a very simple thing that over time, initials are generally paired or we see them in contexts that indicate intelligence or professionalism. So when you go into your doctor's surgery, you know, their certificates are on the wall and their initials are always on it. When you're presented with your parchment, when you graduate, your initials will be on it, though you may not use them in other circumstances. So basically this consistent pairing of these initials with, you know, educational achievements or professional qualifications means that we tend to associate initials with something of, you know, intellectual capacity.
Michael, they even found that when they added more than one middle initial, when he was David F.T.P. Clark, he was even more favourably reviewed, his essay. Are we underestimating the power of our names?
We do, definitely. I mean, Homer J. Simpson would probably argue a little bit about that with you because he uses his middle initial and I'm not sure what that's his intelligence or otherwise.
So did George W. Bush.
That's true. And there was a Mr. and Mrs. James in Australia who gave their child the middle name Danger. Because, you know, there's that phrase again, my middle name is Danger. And the idea that if you have a middle name and you use it like that, it gives you a certain integrity and a certain enthusiasm. We were thinking of calling you Richard the Business Curran, for example.
Luke Ming would love that. This is about academia. And I can see how among the academic community, having the initials might be important to them. But is it important in working life? So, for example, I mean, I'm thinking about business people. I remember Tony O'Reilly was known as Dr. AJF.
That's and three initials.
All of that. Yeah. But if you're applying for a job, could it backfire on you?
It could a little bit. I was doing a little bit of research onto this and I went through all of the LinkedIn contacts that I had to see how many people were using their middle initial, and there were very few. And part of that actually comes back to things like the software doesn't allow you to. There isn't an option to put in the middle letter. It might also help you distinguish somebody from somebody else. And so it gives you, again, that little idea of authority. But, you know, we were talking earlier on about Freud, who had a great way of putting people, an observation of this. He said the aristocracy would always mispronounce their doctor's surname or name, and the way that they did that for the very reason was to put them down and put them and keep them in their place. So even the use of our name, the use of a middle initial, the correct pronunciation of it, all of that will ultimately give us our identity. So that's where that comes from.
I think in terms of the point that Michael is saying about aristocracy, that's really where all of this is rooted. I mean, middle names came into being in the early 18th century, and it was very much a thing for the aristocracy, the upper classes. They would give their children lots more names than the working classes, and it was to kind of denote their lineage, their bloodlines, and it was very important. So the more names you had, the more important you were. So I think that's where the history of this idea of status around initials.
If you get hung up on the initials, Isolt, you could end up with some very strange acronyms.
Well, of course, like if you take a perhaps a common name in Ireland, like Brian Murphy or something like that, but the parent, maybe the mother's favourite book or her favourite author is James Joyce, so she decides to give a middle name Ulysses. You end up with the initials. You don't think about it very carefully, you end up with the initials BUM. And actually, there is some research way back in the 90s that shows that parents who don't spend enough time thinking about what the initials spell out, those people end up having more health problems and a shorter lifespan. So it is very important.
I didn't give it a moment's thought, but I'm going to change my kids' names now. They're going to be QED or something in the middle. But Michael, I mean, what about the actual Christian name that people have. Is there a link between names and financial or business success?
There is a definite link in terms of business success, and that is how your name is pronounced or how difficult or how easy your name is. And
I'm
it comes
trouble.
Down to, yeah, oh, yeah, well, I'm the same. My surname, I often wonder what I've missed out in business because people can't Google me because they don't know how to spell it, because the C-O-M-Y-N is complicated for people, and therefore maybe I've missed out on business opportunities. So, you know, there could be a definite link to people that. How easy it is to pronounce your name also gives you a certain authority and approachability.
Isolde, is this all really about social class? In other words, if you were getting CVs in from people and they were using their middle initial, you would assume they were from an educated, wealthy, conservative,
yeah,
reliable background. And it might all be rubbish.
It does, it is. It's one of those shortcuts that we take. It's not necessarily that people are making these judgments consciously. It's happening subconsciously. But of course, it's not based on, you know, on any real evidence, and it can lead to poor decisions being made. Like any other shortcuts or biases that we have, we don't realise that we're doing it. But, you know, it is important. Naming is an important thing. But basing decisions on initials is not necessarily the right
way. OK, I'm afraid Isolde M and Michael S, we'll have to leave it there. That's all we have time for this week. Just before we go, I can announce the winner of our competition today. And it's Anne in Dublin. And she suggested, never grow a wishbone where your backbone ought to be. I do like that one. You can listen back to the programme or download a podcast on our webpage, rte.ie/thebusiness, or you can go to RTE Radio Player on rte.ie/radio. Don't forget to tune in to Dragon's Den tomorrow night at 9:30. But from me, Richard M. Curran, many thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Electric Ireland, providing excellent customer service for our growing SME sector.
And The Business with Richard Curran is an Old Yard production for RTE Radio 1.
For me, the most well-spent part of my misspent youth was the singing and listening. I heard rumours that you did and were giving the top deck of the 277 a rousing version of the L Triangle.
I've heard people are now taking the 277 just in hope of maybe stumbling across that, but they'll have to do it around 2 o'clock in the morning because
that's when I feel
most creative, you know.
That's when you're most open.
Soundings from 3 this bank holiday Monday afternoon on RTE Radio 1.
Oh, the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4 soundings.
RTE Radio 1.